A one-room schoolhouse built in 1898 to educate the children of freed slaves opened as a museum in Jacksonville over the weekend. Its new home is Walter Jones Historical Park in Mandarin. Nuns called the Sisters of St. Joseph built the 600-square-foot school, which was used until 1943. It took thousands of dollars and volunteer hours to move it to the Woodsy Park off the St. John's River last year. The Mandarin Museum's Pat Wojciechowski says the nuns were sent from France to teach the kids.
They felt those children were being neglected and were not being taught. But at that time, there were no public schools. Something that's interesting about all this is the families that worked to get schools for their own children, the freedmen, petitioned the government for free public schools for all children. So we would not have public schools today if it were not for those freed slaves and their insistence on free education for all.
Hundreds came out to celebrate the opening of the new interpretive exhibit, including Dana Myers.
It saddened me that the footprint of a people, my people, who pioneered this area, was nowhere to be seen. And right now, I see a lot of old Mandarin kind of splattered in the attendees here. If you don't mind, please stand. I'm looking at Sam Burney.
Burney was also in the crowd. His mother, father, and their sisters and brothers were educated in the one-room school.
But my mother and father, thanks the Lord, they were lucky enough, you know, to go there. That's where they went to school, and it was they was glad that it was there, you know, else they wouldn't have been able to, you know, learn how to read and write.
The Philip R. Cousin AME Church Choir led the crowd in singing Lift Every Voice and Sing, written by Jacksonville native James Weldon Johnson. The song, sometimes referred to as the Black National Anthem, was first sung in 1900 to commemorate Lincoln's birthday. The St. Joseph School for African American Children is now open on Mandarin Road. I'm Michelle Corum, WJCT News.